Welcome to the lesson. Today we're taking one old-school style ride groove called Concrete Echo and turning it into a proper jungle and old-school DNB arrangement inside Ableton Live 12. This is a beginner lesson, but don't let that fool you. A simple ride loop can become a serious part of your track if you chop it, flip it, and arrange it with intention. In drum and bass, especially jungle, little percussion details carry a lot of the energy. So by the end of this lesson, you won't just have a loop repeating in the background. You'll have a rhythmic layer that can move through an intro, a drop, a switch up, and an outro. We're going to stay focused on sampling and arrangement. That means we'll load the ride sample, warp it cleanly, slice it into playable pieces, rebuild the groove with a jungle feel, and then shape it with Ableton stock devices like Sampler, Drum Rack, EQ8, Saturator, Auto Filter, Utility, and Glue Compressor. Start by setting your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a really solid middle ground for jungle and old-school DNB. You can always tweak it later, but 174 gives you the right kind of forward motion right away. Now drag the Concrete Echo Ride sample onto an audio track. If it's a loop, turn warp on. For a beginner-friendly setup, use Beats mode and set it to Preserve Transients. Also, make sure the first clear hit is properly lined up with the grid. That part matters more than people think, because in fast music like DNB, tiny timing issues become very obvious very fast. If the sample is a single ride hit instead of a loop, you could load it into Sampler instead. But for this lesson, let's assume it's a groove loop, because that gives us more to work with when we start slicing. Next, clean the sample up so it sits like a proper percussion layer. Put EQ8 after it and high pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. That gets rid of low-end rumble that doesn't belong in a ride sound anyway. If the loop feels harsh, you can gently dip a little around 3.5 to 6 kHz. And if it sounds boxy or cloudy, reduce a bit around 400 to 800 Hz. After EQ8, add Utility. If you want the ride locked dead center and fully controlled, set the width to 0%. If the sample already has a nice stereo feel, you can leave it wider, but always check it in mono later. In drum and bass, wide sounds can feel exciting, but they can also disappear or get messy real quick if you're not careful. Then add saturator for some grit. Keep it subtle. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and lower the output so the processed sound matches the bypassed level. The goal here is not to destroy the sample. You just want a little dust, a little edge, a little character. That makes the ride feel like it belongs in a gritty, jungle break rather than sounding like a clean cymbal floating on top. Now comes the fun part, slicing. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For beginners, slice by transients. If the loop is very even, 1/8 notes can also work, but transient slicing is usually the easiest place to start. Ableton will create a drum rack with the slices loaded into Samplers, which means you can now play and reprogram the rhythm instead of being stuck with the original loop. Take a second to listen to the slices and rename the useful ones in your head. You probably only need a few solid options, like a bright top hit, a softer hit, a tail, a louder accent, and maybe the noisier edge. You do not need 20 variations. In fact, too many slices can make beginner editing confusing. 4 to 6 good ones is plenty to build a convincing groove. Now create a MIDI clip on the drum rack track and start drawing in your own pattern. Think in 2-bar phrases, not just 1-bar loops. That's a big jungle mindset shift. In old-school DNB, 1 bar can ask a question, and the next bar can answer it. Even a tiny change in bar 2 can make the whole groove feel more musical and intentional. A good starting point is to place the right hits on off beats, then add 1 or 2 syncopated accents before the snare, and maybe a short tail at the end of the bar. Don't make everything equal. That's one of the quickest ways to make the groove feel robotic. Instead, give the pattern some shape. Use velocity variation too. Let the main accents sit around 95 to 110, and bring the ghost hits down into the 45 to 75 range. This makes the rhythm breathe. A strong DNB groove usually has a mix of confident hits and quieter supporting hits. Think punctuation, not constant filling. You can also shift a few notes slightly off the grid. Just a tiny nudge can make the groove feel more human and more sampled. Don't overdo it, though. We want loose and lively, not sloppy. If you already have a breakbeat underneath, let the ride answer the break rather than fighting it. That call and response relationship is a huge part of the old school sound. At this point, open the groove pool and try a light swing feel if needed. Keep it subtle. Somewhere around 10 to 25% is usually enough. The ride should dance around the drums, not drag behind them. If swing is too strong, it can wreck the tightness of the break. So use it as seasoning, not as the main flavor. If a few notes still feel off, you can use MIDI note delay very slightly or just drag them by hand in the piano roll. This is one of those small beginner moves that can make a pattern suddenly feel way more alive. Now let's make sure the ride works with the drums instead of sitting awkwardly on top of them. Play it with your main break or drum loop. If it's masking the snare or making the whole top end feel too sharp, go back into simpler and shape the transient. A tiny attack adjustment, a shorter decay, or a small fade can clean things up fast. If the upper mids are too aggressive, use EQA to trim around 5 to 8 kHz. That range can get piercing on metallic samples. And if the ride and drums feel like separate pieces instead of one machine, route them to a drum bus or group and add glue compressor. Keep it gentle. Try an attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That little bit of compression can really glue the drums and ride together. It's a very classic DNB move. You want the whole percussion section to feel like one engine. Now duplicate your MIDI clip and make a second version. This is where Varination starts to make the arrangement feel real. In the second bar, remove one or two hits and replace them with softer ghost notes or tails. Maybe mute the first ride hit every four bars. Maybe add a short fill before the snare. Maybe invert the pattern slightly in bar two. These small changes keep the groove from becoming repetitive. If the section starts feeling too bright or too busy, automate auto-filter. For an intro, low-pass the ride so it sits around 400 to 1000 Hz and sounds more distant and mysterious. Then slowly open it up during the build. By the time you hit the drop, let it open fully or add just a touch of resonance for tension. That way, the same sample can function as a filtered texture in one section and a bright driving rhythm in another. This is where sampling becomes arrangement. The same ride loop can do completely different jobs depending on where you place it and how you process it. Let's shape the track into a real DNB section now. A strong beginner arrangement could go like this. 8 bars of filtered intro, 4 bars of pre-drop energy, 16 bars of full drop with the break and bass, then an 8-bar switch-up where you pull the ride out for a moment and bring it back in a different pattern, and finally an outro that strips things back down for mixing. A useful way to think about it is in 4-bar blocks. Start sparse, then get a little more open, then fully active, then change the pattern or reduce it again. That progression helps the track feel like it's going somewhere instead of looping forever. You can also create a drop handoff by stripping the ride almost completely away for 1 bar right before the drop hits, then bringing it back hard on the first bar of the drop. That contrast makes the impact feel bigger without adding more layers. Here's a really important beginner tip. Listen at low volume. If the groove still makes rhythmic sense quietly, it's probably working. If it disappears completely, your accents may be too subtle or too similar to each other. A good ride pattern should still tell you where the momentum is, even when it's not loud. Also, don't try to make every edit at once. Keep your changes easy to hear. One mute, one softer hit, one filter move. That way you can actually tell what improved the groove. If you change too many things at the same time, it becomes hard to know what's doing the work. A few classic mistakes to avoid here. Don't leave too much low end in the sample. Don't make every hit the same velocity, don't overwarp the sample, and don't make it too wide just because it sounds cool and solo. In a dense DNB mix, clarity is everything. If you want to push the sound a little darker or heavier, there are a few easy upgrades. Try layering a very soft noise hit under the ride, or duplicate the ride track and heavily filter, and distort the duplicate so it acts like a dirt layer underneath the clean one. You can also use a tiny bit of a dark room reverb just for texture, but keep it super subtle. Too much reverb will blur the rhythm and kill the drive. For arrangement, a really effective beginner move is to make 3 versions of the same groove, a sparse version, a medium energy version, and a full energy version. Then place them into a 12-bar or 16-bar mini section. For example, 4 bars of intro, 4 bars of build, 4 bars of drop. That gives you a clear arc and makes the track feel like it's evolving. Before you wrap up, do a quick listen in mono. If the ride loses energy or sounds hollow, something in the width or processing chain may be too extreme. In DNB, especially on big systems, mono compatibility is not optional. It's part of what keeps the track solid and heavy. So to recap, you started with a single concrete echo ride groove, warped it cleanly, cleaned it with EQ and utility, added some grit with saturator, sliced it into playable pieces, rebuilt the rhythm in a jungle style, added swing and velocity variation, and then arranged it into an intro, drop, switch up, and outro. That's the core idea here. A great ride groove in drum and bass is not just percussion. It's momentum, it's tension, it's identity, and once you start treating it like a real arrangement tool, even one simple sample can give your tune a serious old-school vibe. Now go build that loop, flip it, and make it roll.